Memory is a very fickle thing. This is Bipolar J, and welcome to episode 7. I messed up the last couple episodes, and they just been like all mixed up together. So it is currently 2 a.m., and yesterday I didn't take my sleep medication because I was trying to run an experiment on myself to see if I can wean off the drugs, but it's been too fast. So as soon as I finish recording this podcast, I'm gonna go back to sleep with my sleeping meds and knock off the dreamland. But first I wanted to talk about memory. We know from science that memory is a fickle thing. The human mind actually constructs memory when you forget certain chunks of it. So what you remember may not be how it actually happened, which is a scary thought. This is why they say a picture is worth a thousand words, because a picture is the fact, whereas your memory could be just an opinion. And if you have a video, that's even better. So memory is very unreliable. So that's why it's important to do introspection by either writing things down as soon as they happen, or taking a picture, or recording a video. You don't have to do all of them because there's too many systems to manage, but at least recognize the fact that your memory may not be always true. It's currently 2:45 a.m. I took my sleeping meds and I still can't go back to sleep. So I've accepted the fact that for today, I'm only getting 5 hours of sleep. And that's okay, because some days are good and some days are bad. So now what I'm going to do is use this energy that I have in a creative way. I have some videos that I've been meaning to make from photos and videos from my camera. I'm just going to do that for a while. And if I get sleepy, I'll come right back to bed. It's currently 3:30. I'm sitting at my mom's home office. It's just, I can't go back to sleep. I just literally cannot. I tried lying in my bed. I haven't tried meditating. I could try that. Okay, so I'm gonna wait for the water, hot water, to finish brewing. And then I'll go back upstairs and try to go back to sleep by meditating. Because I took my pills and it's not working right now. The interesting thing is, like, I feel sleepy, but as soon as I change environments, I can't fall asleep. Like, for example, right now in this home office, I'm feeling sleepy, but obviously there's no bed here. And by the time I walk upstairs to my room, it's like I wake up. The simple solution. The simple solution might just be to not leave my room. Why did I leave my room? Jeez. Okay, let's try that next time. So it's currently 4 a.m. I figured out I can drink water. And if I drink tea, it should be in moderation. Everything in moderation, right? Like, drinking tea is better than drinking coffee, and obviously better than drinking than energy drinks, but nothing is better than water. It's just everything comes from water and it's brewed using water. So if you can, just try to drink water, especially hot, like hot water. But if not, and just slowly wean yourself off the caffeine by going from coffee to black tea to green tea to oolong tea. This is backed by scientific evidence that tea is good stimulant for your brain, and it has less of a crash than compared to coffee. So I'm gonna try to drink only 2 to 3 cups of tea a day, for now. And the caffeine content for oolong tea, which I really enjoy, is between 15 to 50 milligrams. And the burn time is between 4 to 6 hours. So if I drink it at 8 a.m., it should be left my system before nighttime when I'm about to sleep, and it'll keep me alert during the daytime. That's what I'm thinking right now. Of course, I could be totally wrong and like just way out there. Again, I'm not a psychiatrist. Talk to your therapist, talk to your psychiatrist about any sort of professional help you might need. But I think this is a good system for me for now. It's currently 5:30 a.m. and I'm still fucking awake. I've accepted it. Like tonight I'm probably not gonna go to sleep. But that doesn't mean that I cannot try. So I'm gonna lie in bed, do some meditation, and see how that goes. I'll update you guys in the morning. It's currently 6 a.m. Just took a bath. Now I'm doing some light exercise, just push-ups on the ground, not disturbing anybody's sleep. And I just had a major breakthrough. It's like, what are anxiety attacks or what are panic attacks? They're simply the body's way of telling you that something's wrong with your mind. So how did I have this breakthrough? Well, I was doing push-ups, and the symptoms after a push-up, it's like your heart is racing, you're breathing fast. I'm like, oh shit, this is really close to a panic attack or anxiety attack. It almost feels the same. But the only difference is that in my mind, I can rationalize the reason why my heart is beating, namely that I'm did some push-ups, and so that's the reason why. So next time, to calm down from an anxiety attack, again, first just try to breathe. If that doesn't work, light exercise to try to get your body in tune with your mind, if that makes sense. So it's like the body is showing these symptoms. Your mind cannot rationalize it because you're having racy thoughts. Okay, so just do light exercise. And your mind's like, okay, this is the reason why. Does that make sense? Like, it makes sense in my mind. So, but maybe when I explain it, it doesn't make as much sense. Anyways, if you have the Anchor app, you're welcome to send me a message and we can discuss further about this topic. Because it's really interesting to me, personally, as I've had some panic and anxiety attacks in the past. You're still dealing with them. It's like a struggle, you know, every day. So, yesterday, my one goal was to get back my driving privileges. Unfortunately, the psychiatrist didn't give it back to me. And that's okay because I can try again for next week when I see the psychiatrist again. But however, he did solve a lot of issues I had at home, like all the anxiety attacks, panic orders, gave me some really good advice. I think the most important advice he gave me was that, look, Jack, Jay, you have bipolar disorder, which is an illness, but you are a very smart and capable guy. It's important that you separate. It is important that you separate yourself from your disorder. So you remember when you were quote unquote normal, and or you remember when you were normal, just no quotes, your own baseline. And then Think about how you are now, and then everything in between. Are you better now than when you were manic or when you're depressed? And then I was thinking about it for a bit, and I was like, yeah, I am better now, and I will be better, and I know I can do it. All it takes is time. Time is the only factor. And so it's simple, just follow the instructions. The other thing that we learned yesterday was about assertive communication styles. So it is important that you advocate for yourself while you're inside any sort of program or even inside society, because nobody else will do it for you. You can have friends and family who support you, but it is important that you advocate for yourself and care about yourself first. A great quote again is, you gotta love yourself before you love others, man.